Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast where we do a quiz, we have a chat, we squeeze in an advert break, and we repeat the whole thing all over again, Monday to Friday, forever. If you're new, welcome. If you've been here since the start, we really respect you. Now, let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's a new week and a new General Knowledge Monday from my sitting room. Our guest is Radio 2 presenter OJ Borg. OJ Borg, from my sitting room to yours, I imagine.
No, I'm in the spare room. I'm actually in the spare room, which I meant to tidy up before this. Luckily, it's radio, so I can tell you it's palatial and very tidy, and I definitely hoovered before doing this.
I feel like spare rooms are the new luxury of lockdown. It's like I'm posh. I have a spare room that I've turned into my office.
Did I say it was a spare room? What I actually meant, it was where we put all the rubbish that's in the house. And there is a bed in here, but I don't want to say that I've put on weight during lockdown, but I did sleep in it the other night and I broke the bed.
Okay. There are 15 points to play for. Let's quiz, shall we?
Let's quiz.
Question number one, OJ. In what year did Tony Blair become Prime Minister?
Okay. Now, this is always related to music because he became Prime Minister when the song Things Can Only Get Better came out, which was by D-Ream. And it was a great song. I was a big fan of the lead singer of D-Ream's Trousers. He had those great tartan trousers. He became Prime Minister in 1990. I think it was the year before I left school, 1994.
Incorrect. The correct answer was 1997.
It's what I meant to say.
I do think that maybe D-Ream came out in 94, but Tony won in 97 and they just dragged that track up. Question number two. Which children's TV show is set in the fictional village of Greendale?
Right. Greendale is one of two people. It's either, and I'm not putting my finger on it just yet, it's either Fireman Sam or it is Postman Pat. I think Fireman Sam was Ponty Pandy. So I'm going to say it is Postman Pat.
Correct answer is Postman Pat. Question number three. Transponder, paracentric, and dimple are all types of what?
Dimple, transponder, and paracentral. Well, transponder, it could be a music question because I think it was a Lou Reed album, but I don't think that's the answer. I can't think what else what they would be. Transponder, type of homing beacon.
Incorrect. The correct answer is key. They're all types of keys, transponder keys. They're the key we used in almost every car these days.
Oh. What's a dimple key then?
Dimple keys have a rectangular blade with various cone-shaped dimples drilled into the face of the blade at various depths. They're basically those really irritating keys.
Oh, yeah, the ones you can never get in the lock properly.
Exactly. And then paracentric keys are used in prisons, so we haven't really seen those. Question number four. Zeus is king of the gods in Greek mythology, but who is king of the gods in Roman mythology? What a question.
Yeah, that is a good question. Now, Stephen Fry released a book recently, and I was trying to look intelligent, so I bought it, and it was all about Greek mythology, and I'm pretty sure it references some of the Roman gods in it. So Zeus would be the king of all the gods, which means that Zeus... Oh, I'm going to get this wrong. Is it Apollo?
Oh, incorrect. The correct answer was Jupiter.
is Jupiter, I suppose, because we're talking about a king of the gods.
Ah!
Question number five. In 1941, what fruit-flavoured soft drink was created by the Coca-Cola Company as a result of Coke ingredients not being able to be traded during the war?
Ooh, that's a lovely question.
I know.
Because I guess the original Coke ingredients were rather naughty, the original Coke ingredients.
Can you imagine?
I'm going to say they created...
What fruit-flavoured soft drink was created by the Coca-Cola Company as a result of Coke ingredients not being able to be traded during the war?
Dr. Pepper.
Correct answer is Fanta.
Oh my God, I'm doing so badly.
It was created by Coca-Cola Deutschland as the US weren't trading with Germany after the Pearl Harbor attack. Okay.
Okay.
Question number six. Here's a bingo question. Come on, a bingo question. What number is young and keen?
Whoa, okay. Now, I feel like I'm about to step into a bit of an accident, a bit of a trap here. But the only thing that rhymes with it is 16. But I hate the idea of using the words young and keen and 16 in the same sentence.
Are you going to?
Yes.
Final answer?
Oh, don't do this to me, Chris Tarrant. Yes, final answer.
Correct answer is 15.
Ugh. Well, that's even worse. I'm glad I went for 16.
Yeah, you just have more morals. Question number seven. Who played the child that sees dead people in The Sixth Sense?
Oh, I always get his name wrong. It's Haley Joel Osment. If that's not the right way, if that's the right words, possibly not in the right order.
You've got it right today. The correct answer is Haley Joel Osment.
Yes.
I see dead people.
Do you want to hear the best interview ever? Somebody interviewed Bruce Willis in this. Spoiler alert, although the film's 20 years old. They interviewed him. This is when it came out, had that massive trick ending no one knew about. And someone interviewed him and said, oh, what's it like playing a ghost, Bruce? And he was like, that's pretty much the film. Thanks for that.
It was like the biggest twist of the year and they did that in an interview. No. Question number eight. What type of beans are in the Heinz baked beans recipe? What type of beans are they in the Heinz baked beans recipe?
Makita, this smells of a trick question. This smells like a trick question because I think the obvious word would be to say the word baked beans. But I feel like you're just pulling my leg slightly. I'm going to say they are.
It's not a trick question, OJ, but I'm going to let you in on a secret. There is no such thing as a baked bean.
Yes.
It's a bean that has been baked, but it's a type of bean.
Oh, how many beans do I know? Pinto.
The correct answer is actually a haricot bean.
That would be my second choice. Of all the beans in the world, yeah.
They're like the gentle little white ones. I love a haricot bean. I didn't know that they were the baked beans. Okay, let's get this party started. Question number nine. A double landlocked country is a country completely surrounded by other landlocked countries. There are only two in the world and one of them is in Europe. Can you name it?
Luxembourg.
The correct answer is Liechtenstein.
That's my other favourite small country beginning with L.
I mean, very, very close. Surrounded by the landlocked countries of Switzerland and Austria.
Ugh.
So that's the only one in Europe. And then the other one in the world is Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
Question number 10. For 1 point, apart from Harvard and Yale, can you name an Ivy League school?
Yes, I think so. Now, the problem is, in the UK, we only really associate with all these schools via films. It's always via films. There's always be something... You know, I don't know, Van Wilder, Party Liaison, whichever one he's at. So I'm going to say one of them is Brown.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. That's right. Feels good. Mm. Do you know what film you remembered that from?
Who went no, to I Brown? Don't. And I don't have any idea. That's just the one that comes into my head.
Yes. You could have also had Columbia, Cornell, Princeton, Pennsylvania, and Dartmouth. Question number 11 for 2 points. Can you name two ingredients in a Negroni cocktail?
Oh, okay. I think I can because Negronis are basically glasses of booze. And I have made many mistakes in my life because of cocktails like Negronis. So I think it would contain Campari.
Correct. 1 point. Campari.
Campari. And what's the base? What is it? Is it a whiskey or is it rum? I'm going to say whiskey.
Incorrect. It's actually gin.
Oh, is it a gin one? Of course it is a gin Negroni. Yes. At least I got the Campari right, though.
You did. And you could have also had vermouth.
Vermouth. Vermouth is the one bit of booze you have stuck around in the back of your cupboard that you never use. It sits there for years and gets a bit mouldy around the top.
I feel like vermouth's the one you've got to go. Someone's got to go buy vermouth. I don't have vermouth.
I refuse to believe it. There's got to be vermouth on your cocktail cabinet.
I'll check. Question number 12. For 3 points, OJ, can you name 3 Shakespeare plays where the title begins with the? And this is according to the Royal Shakespeare Company, so we trust
Okay, them. Right. So the first one would be The Tempest.
Correct, The Tempest.
The King and I.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. I don't have The King and I.
Oh, that might be a film about Shakespeare. The Hamlet.
Incorrect. The Hamlet. I'm afraid it's just Hamlet. You could have also had, you're going to kick yourself. The Taming of the Shrew.
Oh.
The Merchant of Venice.
Oh, yes. Damn those merchants.
And then The Winter's Tale, The Comedy of Errors, The Two Gentlemen of Verona, The Merry Wives of Windsor, and The Two Noble Kingsmen. Quite a lot of those in Shakespeare, back catalogue. OJ, your score at the end of your General Knowledge Monday is 5 points. That's not too bad. God.
Really? Where's that rank in the leaderboard of people getting scores in general knowledge?
OJ, we'll talk you through your points after this break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't.
I actually love interaction with people.
I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Where does that rank in our leaderboard? It's not the worst and it's not the best. Tell me about your experience in the Zoom quizzing world.
Well, as you say, experience singular. I got invited. Everyone told me, they kept saying, oh, I'm so sick of all these quizzes. I got invited to one quiz singular, which was with my family and my dad. And admittedly, it was a Saturday night and I'd had a couple of drinks. I turned up pretty drunk. Don't really remember the quiz, but I won it and then was not invited to another family quiz thereafter. So that's it. My experience of lockdown quizzing. Which maybe I'd be doing better here had I had a little bit of vermouth to start with, just to get the brain going.
Loosen the brain up. So you were banned for, I suppose, bad behaviour and winning, being too good.
Well, I think so. But I just didn't get the invites. This is making me out to be the least popular person in lockdown. But I got invited to 0 quizzes. One, and then I won it.
Maybe lockdown 2 will be a bit more popular time for you. Let's hope so. OJ, thank you very much for your General Knowledge Monday.
Thank you.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow and tell your friends as well. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. Let us know where you're listening and what you're doing while you're listening, whether it's walking the dog, watering the plants, or getting on the bus. We'll be with you every step of the way.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.